May 31, 1931. The happiness of Jesus is to find his creature in the divine will. God plunges himself into the creature, and the creature into God. The tiny little house of Nazareth. My abandonment in the divine volition continues, and my poor mind pauses now at one point, and now at another, as though wanting to take rest in each effect of the divine will. In fact, though its act is one, its effects are innumerable, so much so, that I never arrive at finding them all, much less at comprehending them. And therefore, seeing that it is not given to me to embrace them all, being too little, I pause in one of its effects, to enjoy it and rest. And my sweet Jesus, who takes so much pleasure in finding me in his adorable will, pausing in order to breathe it as life, told me, "My daughter, how sweet it is for me to find you in my divine will and not like those creatures who are in it by force, by necessity, and because they cannot do without it. And while they are in it, they do not know it, nor do they love it or appreciate it. But in finding you, I find you voluntarily. You know it and love it, and you reach the point of finding your sweet rest. I feel so drawn toward you. More so, since the very power of my will imposes itself on your Jesus, to reveal myself. And I am unable to deny anything to her, because I could say that the only happiness that comes to me from the earth is to find the creature in my divine will. And when I find her, I want to repay her for the happiness that she gives me first, by rendering her happy, and then, by preparing her and disposing her to do and act in my will. I prepare the space for it, because the greatness, the sanctity, the power that an act done in it contains, is so great, that the creature could not contain it if I did not give her the capacity. Therefore, one who lives in my will is inseparable from me, because while she has done one act, I must prepare her for the next act. More so, since I never leave the creature at one point, but I make her always grow, until I am able to say, I have no more to give her. I am content, for I have given her everything. In fact, you must know that every time the creature does an act in my divine will, she plunges herself into it, and God plunges himself into the creature. So, in plunging into each other, God communicates his new act never interrupted, and the human will remains at the mercy of the divine will and feels new love, new power, new freshness, with all the divine refreshments, in such a way that in each act she feels herself being reborn again in the divine life. Without losing what she has received in the other acts, she acquires and incorporates into herself the new life that has been communicated to her. So much so, that she feels herself growing, being nourished, with a new growth and with new foods. So, one who lives in our will acquires ever new knowledges of her Creator, and the new knowledge brings her the current of the continuous new act that God possesses. Don't you see the heavens, the stars, the sun? Do you perhaps see any change in them? Or, after so many centuries, are they not always fresh, beautiful, new, as they were created? And why? Because they are under the empire of the creative strength of our Fiat, that created them and remained in them as perennial life. Therefore, the permanence of my will in the creature produces, with its dominating empire, new life of patience, of prayer, of peace, of sacrifice and of infinite joys. What my will is, so it wants to render one who lives in it. Then, I continued to think about the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, when my divine will emits an act, it never draws it back. On the contrary, it makes itself perennial life of its act. The very creation says this, by doing continuously those acts that my will placed in it and creating it. Created things can be called the repeaters of the acts of my divine will. The heavens are always stretched out, they never withdraw from any point. And by remaining always stretched out, they always do repeated acts of divine will. The sun always gives light, and is all busy performing the innumerable acts of divine will that were entrusted to it in its light. and as it gives color and fragrance to each flower, multiple sweetness and taste to the fruits, development to the plants, light and heat to each creature, and many other acts that it does. So many acts of divine will does it keep performing. It seems to do its course with all ruling majesty and performing so many acts entrusted to it, true symbol of the majestic and ruling way of my will. The sea, as it murmurs, the water, as it gives itself to creatures, the earth, as it becomes green and produces plants and flowers, so many multiple acts of my will do they perform. My will is the motor of everything and keeps all creation in act of doing its will. And this is why they are all happy, they never lose their place of honor, nor are they subject to dying, because my will operating in created things gives them perennial life. Only the creature, the one who was to make the greatest display in doing a continuous act of my will, is the only one that goes out of the motor of it, and reaches the point of placing herself against a will so holy. What sorrow! And what an account will she not have to give me? My sweet Jesus remained silent, and, withdrawing, he left me in the light of his will. And oh! How many things I comprehended! But who can say them all? More so, since in it one speaks with celestial terms, and in finding myself inside myself I must adapt the celestial terms to the human. And fearing I might make a mess, I content myself with moving forward, hoping that, if Jesus wants it, he will adapt himself to speaking with the terms of the low world. After this, I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and my poor mind paused in the little house of Nazareth, where the Queen of Heaven, the celestial King Jesus, and Saint Joseph, were in possession of and lived in the kingdom of the divine will. So, this kingdom is not foreign to the earth. The house of Nazareth, the little family that lived in it, belonged to this kingdom and kept it in full force. But while I was thinking about this, my great King Jesus told me, "My daughter, indeed the kingdom of my divine will has existed upon earth, and therefore there is the sure hope that it will return again to its full force. Our house of Nazareth was its true kingdom. However, we were without peoples. Now, you must know that each creature is a kingdom. Therefore, one who lets the divine will reign within herself can be called a little kingdom of the supreme fiat. So, she is a tiny little house of Nazareth that we have upon earth. And, though little, since our will is in her, reigning, heaven is not closed for her. She observes the same laws of the celestial fatherland, she loves with the same love, feeds herself with the foods from up there, and is incorporated into the kingdom of our interminable regions. Now, in order to form the great kingdom of our will upon earth, first we will make the many tiny little houses of Nazareth, that is, the souls who will want to know it in order to let it reign within themselves. I, myself, and the Sovereign Queen, will be at the head of these tiny little houses, because, we having been the first to possess this kingdom on earth, it is our right, that we will not surrender to anyone, to be the directors of them. Then, with these tiny little houses, repeaters of our house of Nazareth, we will form many little states of ours, many provinces, that, after they have been formed well, and ordered like many little kingdoms of our will fuse together and will form one single kingdom and one great people. Therefore, in order to have our greatest works, our way of acting is to begin, first alone, one-on-one with one single creature. When we have formed this one, we make her a channel in order to enclose in our work two or three more creatures. Then we expand, forming a little group, and then we expand it so much as to take the whole entire world. Our works begin in the isolation of God and the soul, and end by continuing their life in the midst of entire peoples. And when there is the beginning of a work of ours, it is the sure sign that it will not die at birth. At the most, it may live hidden for some time, but then it will go out and will have its perennial life. Therefore, always forward do I want you in my divine will. Fiat.